In the media, when the trial started, the story of Zach Valentine having life insurance and then faking his death for Cecilia Stein being the sole beneficiary sadly wasn't the only scenario like this. There were actually several other people who had life insurance taken out on them, but a lot of these people actually had no idea that there was life insurance on their names where Cecilia Stein would be the beneficiary. I honestly don't know how this would work in terms of the legality of it all, because I would assume that the person who has life insurance on themselves or in their name would have to sign the papers and produce documentation proving basically that they're asking for life insurance. So I'm not exactly sure how Cecilia would have managed to pull this off. But like I said, there were several other people who had life insurance taken out on them, and several others who Cecilia and other members of her group had attempted to take out life insurance on other people. As far as I know, the people who had life insurance, I don't think any of them were killed. Zach did fake his death, and then he was caught out. I mean, I still, during the investigation, I was asked to listen to the audio recording with Discovery. And I must say that the way Cecilia or whoever was on the other end of this phone call was extremely clever in hiding their voice. I mean, it was basically like you see in the movies where the voice is distorted and covered with another device. But at the very least, it was exceptionally creepy. I can only imagine how the other person working at Discovery would have felt listening to this voice. It basically sounded like a voice from a horror movie. It was that kind of creepy. I mean, I think through everything I'd been through with the investigations, with all the photos and evidence that I was shown and was told about, I think this audio recording was the one that sent the most chills down my spine. It was honestly horrifying. I mean, I would even go as far as saying, you know, it sounded like the devil himself made the phone call. It was just that dark. It was just that bad. And sadly, the life insurance was still taken out, despite how this voice sounded on the audio recording. And then Zach faked his death. But now, for the other people who had life insurance taken out on them, I can only imagine that it was done the same way, with disguising whoever made the phone call to disguise their voice. But the one person who was actually going to be killed in order to gain this life insurance was Cecilia's husband. Just before Cecilia was about to kill her husband, she was arrested. I honestly don't know if her husband even knows about this still. He might, or he might not. But Cecilia had taken life insurance out on him, and she planned to kill him. But she was arrested just before she did. And even though this would, I don't know, by this time point, with everything that's come out about the ordeal and the scenarios with Cecilia, but this piece of information might shock a lot of people, because this was her husband that she was going to kill. But it, in all honesty, didn't even surprise me, because back when I was still friends with Cecilia, I do recall her trying to take life insurance out. I mean, there was quite a few days where she would talk about this, and I remember someone coming to their flat, to Cecilia and her husband's flat, to go through the questionnaires and fill in the forms to sign up for life insurance. So this plan was a very, very long time, or long ago type of plan, because all those years back, when the scenario started presenting itself, there was a weird twist to it, which didn't make sense to me at that time point. Cecilia's husband was the one who was filling out for life insurance, but Cecilia was not. And after a few days with this topic being spoken about, I eventually, I suppose, gathered the guts to ask her, you know, why isn't she getting life insurance if her husband is? And I don't think I'll ever forget the look on her face, where she had this extremely pleased with herself type of smile, where her plans were starting to fall into place. It was a very satisfied type of smile, but with an extremely sadistic twist to it. And she happily said to me that she doesn't qualify for life insurance because of her health. And that was basically end of discussion, because, I mean, everybody in Cecilia's group knew that everyday life for Cecilia was touch and go. She had so many health problems, never mind the supposed occult attacks. So there was no way that she would be able to qualify for life insurance. So her husband would be the only one who could actually qualify for it. Although all these years later, after knowing that Cecilia isn't even nearly as sick as she portrayed herself to be, she's actually perfectly fine. She would have qualified for life insurance, but her plans for taking her husband out, for killing him, had basically started so many years back. I mean, this first incident must have been already in 2008, where she was trying to get life insurance for her husband so she could then kill him. Obviously, then, if her plan had succeeded all those years back, she would have obviously spun a nonsense story, more than likely saying that the occult or her father had killed her husband. Because at that time point, Miranda wasn't exactly a really active member in her group in order to start killing people. Everybody was still, or should I rather say, all the new people were still getting to know Cecilia. She was still numbing them out, desensitizing them, in order to use them for whatever she needed. So the excuse for her husband dying all those years ago would have been blamed on the occult. But now, all these years later, where she had fairly much succeeded in taking life insurance out for Zach and him faking his death, she would have then gotten away with taking life insurance out on her husband, and then more than likely having Miranda or one of the others kill him, and then, as masterfully as they can hide evidence, his murder more than likely wouldn't have been solved. But this is one gut-wrenching thought that I have, is if Cecilia can so easily take out life insurance, not just on a supposed friend, but on her husband's life, and still almost kill him, then basically absolutely nobody was safe from her. And the gut-wrenching thought I have is, what would she have done with her children? Would she have actually killed them as well? I mean, she had already let them endure so much in their young lives and put them through so much trauma and drama, and I mean, she was, at the very least to say, an extremely horrible mother. So if she could so easily kill her husband, or almost kill her husband, I probably would not be wrong in saying that she more than likely would have ended her children's lives if she felt the need to. Because absolutely nobody was safe with Cecilia. She served her own purpose, her own greed, her own will. Everything revolved around her. And nobody else mattered. I mean, I saw how she treated her children, so I don't think I would be wrong in saying this. And I honestly do genuinely wonder if her husband even knows about this. Like I said, he might or he might not know. I can't say too much with regards to my opinion about him, because from what I know of him as a person before, when I was friends with Cecilia, versus what I know after all these years, are two dramatic different responses or opinions. I mean, for one, it's impossible that he was ignorant of everything that Cecilia did, so at the very least, I'm not too sure if I feel empathy or sympathy towards him for anything that he went through. But I think that's another topic for a discussion for another day. And the sad thing is, with the other people who had life insurance taken out on them, or there were attempts to take out life insurance on them, those people were actually close to the members of Cecilia's group. So just as it makes me wonder with Cecilia, it makes me wonder with Mirinda and certain other people. I mean, does anyone matter to them? Is there any real value to any person that they have or had in their lives, if they can so easily take out life insurance on this loved person to then have them killed, just for a means for money? I mean, as far as I know, as far as I recall, I think there was even an attempt to take out life insurance on LaRue and Marcel's father's life. I don't know if LaRue and Marcel know about that, because most of the plans were done by Cecilia and Mirinda. So this piece of information might be hidden from them, but then again, I don't know. I don't know how the investigators found out this information. I highly doubt Mirinda would have confessed to it. So the investigators might have found records through life insurance companies, or maybe even from LaRue and Marcel themselves. I honestly don't know, and I stand to be corrected on where this information came from with regards to LaRue and Marcel's father. But at the end of it all, absolutely nobody was safe. Not even if anyone in Cecilia's group claimed to love someone else, or if they were an important person. Nobody was safe. You were just basically a means to an end at the end of the day. And at the same time, each person in Cecilia's group was also a means to an end at the end of the day. Nobody even in Cecilia's group was worth anything. Cecilia and Mirinda would have so easily killed anyone within the group. I mean, Mirinda was so easy to threaten the lives of her children, and she still tried to kill LaRue at the very least. And I honestly believe that if Cecilia wanted to, if she saw the need, she would have killed Mirinda as well. Nobody's life mattered. And anybody on the outside of the group, or anybody who left the group, they were even more easily disposable. Even during the early stages of investigation, when the investigators were dealing with LaRue, there was one scenario where the investigators showed LaRue Mirinda's will. Up until just before this time point, LaRue honestly and genuinely believed that his mother loved him, and he knew that she had a will, and thought that she had written out everything for himself and for Marcel, if anything happened to Mirinda. But when the investigators showed LaRue the will, it was so clearly and evidently displayed Mirinda's loyalty to Cecilia. Everything in Mirinda's will was signed off to go to Cecilia, and nothing to her children. There was absolutely nothing that would ultimately even concern LaRue and Marcel. Miranda was completely sold out to Cecilia, not in just everything that Miranda did while she was alive, but even after her death, everything would still go to Cecilia at the end of the day. At this point, I wouldn't be surprised if Cecilia had convinced Miranda to make Cecilia the sole beneficiary for everything, or if Miranda had done this out of her own free will. Either points are extremely valid, and either points could be the case, because Miranda's undying loyalty to Cecilia is extremely shocking, surprising, dumbfounding. It's a lot of things. But even in the event of Miranda's death, even if she didn't have life insurance herself, everything she owned and had would still go to Cecilia. So at the end of it, Cecilia knew that at any moment, even if she had ended Miranda's life herself, or she orchestrated Miranda's murder, or if Miranda died for another means, everything would still go to her at the end of the day. So even while Miranda was alive and the others in her group, everything revolved around Cecilia. Everyone owed their lives to Cecilia from the way it panned out. And even if anyone died or was murdered, their lives and everything that revolved around it or within it basically still was owed to Cecilia at the end of the day. So ultimately, nobody was safe. Whether you knew somebody who was in Cecilia's group, or if you were actually in Cecilia's group yourself, you were not safe. Cecilia would find a means to an end for your life in order for her to gain something out of your life. So even if while you were alive you couldn't do something that would benefit her, your death ultimately, she would make sure that your death would ultimately benefit her in some way.